This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. This week, we saw a few schools close in New Hampshire over concerns about the coronavirus and COVID-19. The state health and education departments are issuing guidance daily to school administrators as they make these decisions, but many questions remain about how careful schools and parents should be. NHPR's education reporter Sarah Gibson has been following schools' reaction to the spread of coronavirus, and she's with me now to tell us more. Sarah, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
How many schools have closed, and what were the reasons for closing?
So three schools have closed, and they have not closed because of any kind of outbreak. They're closing because of what superintendents are calling an overabundance of caution. So we first had Newmarket on Monday, which closed because the district learned that a staff member was self-quarantining after having been on the bus with someone who did test positive for COVID-19. They're open again. Hollis-Brookline School District learned that a staff member was being tested, then learned the next day that the test was negative. So they spent that day of school cancellation doing a big clean of the school and then are back in session. There were really some ripple effects just because, you know, we're in school, basketball season and lots of athletes are going from place to place. So once, you know, parents in other towns learned that Hollis-Brookline was closed because of something related to the coronavirus, of course, you know, parents from across the state whose kids maybe had been there in the last couple of weeks for athletic events were calling, wondering, should I also be concerned? Then we also had Epping, which served actually as the polling place yesterday. And it turned out that after a voter cast his ballot, he told people he was about to go self-quarantine because of some symptoms. So out of precaution, the middle and high schools were closed. It turned out that that voter, in fact, tested for flu. So they're no longer concerned about coronavirus, and they're going to be back in session tomorrow. We're also seeing a lot of event cancellations, more than we normally would. Sports events. Hanover was going to host the New England Music Festival, which has students from all over the region coming in to play in orchestra and sing in chorus together. That was going to happen next week. It's been canceled. So we're going to probably continue seeing things like that.
Okay. And what is the procedure for making the decision to close schools?
That's a great question. So basically, if there are any concerns that emerge, the superintendent gets guidance from both the DOE and the state health department, and they're in constant touch at this point. So unless something major changes, like there's a state of emergency or health departments are taking action, it's really up to the school boards and the superintendents to make the final decision on whether to close, but that's in close conversation with the state health department as well as the DOE.
And for schools that aren't closing, what are they doing to stop the potential spread of the virus?
So they're doing the typical germ control, but sometimes ramping that up. So, you know, lots of posters around showing people how to wash their hands properly. Cleaning services are coming in. And there's also a real push to stay home if you're sick and to wait for 24 hours after those symptoms have passed before sending that kid back to school. But there's also these longer term plans that need to be put into place. So districts are all talking about what do we do if for some reason we need to do remote learning? We need to close the school building and do the same kind of thing we're seeing colleges do, which is basically ask students to learn from home for the rest of the semester. And then the other big thing that's coming up with schools in terms of their conversations with state agencies and amongst each other is this question of trips. There are, it looks like, more than 200 trips internationally and domestically that are planned for the rest of the semester. DOE is keeping account of that and really trying to offer guidance to schools. And there's this question of whether or not a bunch of these school trips, which, you know, students have fundraised for months now, will be canceled because of concerns about an outbreak.
So how likely is it that any given school will close?
Well, we really don't know at this point, Peter, but it definitely does seem that because superintendents and school boards want to be really cautious, and because this is a new virus that's pretty scary and not totally understood, there is a good chance that at some point your school may ask your students to learn from home or your students to not come in that day. We don't know how widespread it's going to be yet, but it really is true that agencies and school districts are preparing for really all levels of an outbreak and are wanting to be prepared for the worst. So, you know, we don't totally know what it's going to look like a week from now or a month from now.
Sarah Gibson is NHPR's education reporter. Sarah, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
And for more of NHPR's coverage on this developing story, go to our website, nhpr.org/coronavirus.